Necesidad que una clase en el aula, en tan solo un par de clics, podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Everybody, that's right, welcome to The Salad. Now, today we have a broken string, that's right. It's the fourth string, which is the D string, which is quite an important string. However, to play, you know, well, to play the blues or to play the guitar, you don't necessarily need it. So let's see how we get on. One, two, three, oh, welcome to The Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show. Featuring lots of things you really want to know, so it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's time for The Salad. Hello, hello. Well, now you know what a five-string guitar sounds like. Well, in this case, without the D string, which is quite important, you know, because one of the kind of bass notes there. And also, the string was still hanging off, so it might have sounded, you know, maybe you heard that. Because coming in, we have a quick turnover time between Kyle and myself. So we just jumped in, but still, you know, it sounds good. It's real, keeping it real here on The Salad. Now, what's on the program for today? Well, of course, we have Salad News Bits. News from around the world. Where are we going? Well, once again, we're going across the pond. That's right, across the pond. Vamos a cruzar el charco. Okay, salad listeners. Now, what else do we have for you? We also have Grammar Point on the program today. Alan Parsons will be here to talk about some grammar. It's a grammar masterclass. What could it be? Stay tuned for that. But we also have a conundrum for you today. I almost forgot. Gassi, I almost forgot. What's our conundrum today? Okay. Well, here we go. I dropped blank to see my friend at work. I dropped blank to see my friend at work. What could it be? What do you think, salad listeners? You have to fill in the gap. So it's a preposition. So, yes, I dropped blank to see my friend at work, so stay tuned. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. A Canadian broadcaster launches a fake news chatbot. Yes, a Canadian broadcaster. Now, if you broadcast, you're on the radio. You would normally say presentador, but a broadcaster, like emitir is to broadcast. So a Canadian broadcaster launches, Lantha, a fake news chatbot. Now, what's a chatbot? So, you know, on the internet, you can go and you don't know if you're chatting to a real person or a chatbot, like a little robot in there. Okay. So a Canadian broadcaster launches a fake news chatbot. So we're going over live to Canada now to find out more about this. Who do we have? We have Hal Leonard right there. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, Canada's CBC public broadcaster has responded to concerns about fake news in the current parliamentary election campaign by launching a chatbot to assess the veracity of reports.
I see. Yes, well, there's an election coming up, so the current parliamentary election campaign. So they've launched a chatbot to assess the veracity of reports. Please tell us more.
Well, an international opinion poll has found that 90% of Canadians have fallen for fake news online, with many identifying Facebook as the most common source of misleading reports. Now, the upcoming polling day of the 21st of October has focused minds, and CBC says the whole fake news issue will more than ever play a role in the federal election.
Ah, I see. Yes, indeed. So, polling day, election day. So, the polls, las urnas, the polling station is where you go to vote. So, they say, and it's true, fake news has played a big part in international affairs recently, especially elections. How do you know what's true or false?
That's right. So, the chatbot aims to equip voters with the right tools and help them stop, spot, and avoid sharing untrue reports.
I see. So it's a way of spotting, or finding, if you like, and avoiding fake reports, because often you see people sharing this on social media. You read something, but maybe what you're reading is not true, so you're sharing it, you're sharing fake news, without even realizing what news is true and what is fake. Well, that's the idea of the chatbot.
Begs the question, what is a chatbot? Well, a chatbot or chatbots are software that create a conversation by auditory or textual methods. And CBC is using Facebook's Messenger platform to answer any questions Canadians might have about whether to believe election news or not. Now they can launch the bot at the click of a button and opt in a 5-week course on spotting disinformation and misinformation. The terms CBC prefers to use rather than fake news.
Instead of fake news, so CBC prefers to use disinformation and misinformation. Nowadays, we tend to call that fake news.
So in a YouTube video explaining the phenomena, it defines disinformation as, and I quote here, so quote-unquote, deliberate creation or sharing of false information to mislead people, and misinformation as the act of sharing information without realizing it's wrong.
I see. So did you catch that, Salad listeners? There are two terms here for fake news. Disinformation and misinformation. Okay. So now the Canadian Broadcasting Company would like to, you know, define those. They've defined disinformation as the deliberate creation or sharing of false information to mislead people. So to mislead is engañar, to mislead. And they defined misinformation as the act of sharing information without realizing it's wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, well, the chatbot itself begins, with basics about verifying news and business sites before going on to the more advanced business of spotting deepfakes, altered photos, and articles that may look like they're from news sites, but they're not. So I think it's quite important. So the Canadian broadcaster, or Canadian broadcaster, CBC in this case, launches fake news chatbots. So, let's see how successful that is in the run-up to the parliamentary campaign, the election campaign. So, here from Canada, back to the studio, Dave.
You heard that, salad listeners. So there's a lot of fake news, misinformation, disinformation. So now anything that can help us, to separate real from fake, that's good news. So let's see how that works. Okay, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points! Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. That's right. Are you ready for a Salad News Bits? Hello, I'm testing you now. You've just heard Salad News Bits. What? This is Grammar Point, of course. You're awake. If you're not, we're going to wake you up with some grammar here, which we all love, of course. So, what's on Grammar Point today? Well, we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert here, salad listeners. Let me pass you over to him to see what we have on Grammar Point today. Over to you, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Well, yes, I would like to talk, first of all, today about little and small, and the difference between little and small.
The difference is between little and small. What do you think, salad listeners? What's the difference? Is there a difference? They're two different words, of course. That's one difference. Okay. So let's have a look. So over to you, Alan. Yes, little and small on Grammar Point. That's right. Now then, are you ready? This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Are you ready to interact with us here? I hope so. Over to you, Alan. Tell us the difference, first of all.
Right. Okay, yes. So, first of all, little. It means pequeño. That's right. Because it normally, indicates a relationship or a positive attitude towards an object, or towards the person it describes.
Ah, right. I didn't know that. Did you, salad listeners? So we say little. Obviously, it means pequeño. But normally, you're using that, and it indicates a relationship or a positive attitude towards an object or the person it describes. Okay. Well, let's put your theory to the test. So let's have some examples with little, salad listeners. All you have to do is translate this into perfect English using little. We're making it easy for you. Let's get going. This is Grammar Points.
Right, okay, here we go. First of all, el pequeño Joshua recibió un osito por Navidad.
What do you think? So, el pequeño Joshua. That's right. Little Joshua, we would say. Ah, that's right. You have a relationship there, a positive attitude. Little Joshua recibió. Received, would you say? Un osito. How do we say that? We say teddy bear in English. Okay, would you say received a teddy bear for Christmas? We normally say get. You could say receive, but to get means recibir. You can receive a present, you can receive an email, a letter. So you get something for Christmas. So, little Joshua got a teddy bear for Christmas. That's right, it makes sense. Not small Joshua, little Joshua in this case. Okay, how'd you get on? You ready for another one, salad listeners? Let's have another one, please.
Right, que me gusta tomar una bebida alcohólica de vez en cuando.
I see, so, me gusta, I like, we can say, or I enjoy, we could say, yeah, I like or I enjoy, so we could say, I enjoy a little drink every now and then, okay, I enjoy a little drink every now and then, now, yeah, so it's indicating you have a relationship. As it said, with the object or the person. So I enjoy a little drink from time to time. I enjoy a little drink now and then. Not too much, but a little drink from time to time. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, you say the same thing, don't you? Una canita. Ah, that was una canita, you know? You have a little beer, something like that. So yes, I enjoy a little drink every now and then. Or from time to time, because de vez en cuando, every now and then. Or from time to time. Okay, let's have another one, salad listeners.
Right, okay, here we go. Ya no eres tan pequeñito.
Right, ya no eres tan pequeñito. So, what do you think? You're not so little anymore. You're not so little anymore. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, let's keep going.
Right, okay. Un gatito chiquitito cruzó justo delante de nuestro coche.
So in this case, it's clear. Un gatito chiquitito, a little kitten. I mean, you could just say a kitten, because a kitten is un gatito chiquitito. Okay, but a little kitten. Okay, so a little kitten cruzó justo delante de nuestro coche. I would say here, ran right in front of our car. I mean, you could say pass, but normally they would run. They're crossing the road. So, a little kitten ran right in front of our car. Now, that's actually quite high level. Think about it.
High level!
So, a little kitten ran right in front of our car. Not bad. Okay, let's have one more with little, shall we?
Right, okay. Tengo un pequeñito detalle para mis sobrinos.
Pequeñito detalle, un detallito, maybe you could say also. So I have a little, I would just say a little something for my nephews. I mean, normally it might be a little present or something. But I have a little something for my nephews. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, I have a little something for my nephews. So that's little there. You have a relationship or a positive attitude towards an object or the person it describes. Little. Okay, this is Grammar Points. Now then, let's have a look at small. When would we use small, salad listeners?
Right. Yes, okay. So, yes, on the other hand, yes, we use small when we're talking about size, yeah, or the shape of an object. Okay, so that's when we would opt for small, but we don't necessarily have a relationship or a positive attitude towards it.
Ah. So we're not talking about our relationship or our positive attitude towards an object. We're talking about size here. The size of something or someone. Okay. They would just opt for small. Does that make sense? Well, you know, we like to work with examples, learn through example with examples, salad listeners. So let's see. Are you ready? We have 5 examples here. This is the interactive part of the program. Interact with us here. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Right, okay, here we go. Trabajo para una empresa pequeña.
Right, well, I work for a small company. I work for a small company.
Yes, that's right. So here you would say in Spanish, no tienes ningún vínculo afectivo con la empresa.
Ah, yes, you say, yes, you have no real link with the company. That's right. So I work for a small company. And often for me, small sounds more professional. Learning a little. You know, I have a little problem. I have a small problem. You know, I worked for a small company. Yeah, we closed a small deal today rather than a little. Okay. So let's have another one. So I work for a small company. Does that make sense?
Right. Ella tiene un perro pequeño.
Right. Yeah, well, she has a small dog. But in this case, you wouldn't say little dog, you would say small dog, then, Alan.
Yes, well, as I would say in Spanish, está claro diferente el perro.
Ah, that's right. So maybe you could say, I have a little dog, if it's your dog, yeah? You're showing affection for it. But then, you know, if you're not really bothered, okay, or you have no real relationship with the dog, she has a small dog. Okay, does that make sense, solid listeners? I think so. I think Alan's explained it pretty well, I would say. Okay, we have three examples left.
Right, okay. Antes yo vivía en un piso pequeño.
Right, so I used to live. Yeah, I used to live. Antes vivía. Okay, I used to live. Pues antes, más imperfecto. Pasado imperfecto. I used to live. Remember, not before I lived. I used to live in a small flat, I would say. I guess you could say apartment. I would say flat. I used to live in a small flat, but not little in this case.
Right, yes. Well, here I'd say, so obviously you don't have very fond memories of it. So in a little apartment, you know. You could say, yes, I bought a little house on the coast, imagine. You have a fond, you know, memory, you're quite attached to it, but not here. So I used to live in a small flat.
Ah, yes, a small flat. But you weren't very attached or very fond of it. That's right. So it's not really, you know, looking back with fond memories. Okay? Now then, we have two examples left. Are you ready, salad listeners? So, what do you think? So the next two, let's see. They could be little or small. What do you think? We're going to test you here, salad listeners. If you can see the difference. Okay? So we saw, I used to live in a small flat.
Ahora tengo un pisito en Venecia.
Ah, ahora tengo un pisito en Venecia. So now I have a little flat in Venice. What do you think, Alan?
Yes, that's right. So it's quite clear that you're attached and you're very fond of the flat in question.
Yes. So you like, it's a little, I have a little flat in Venice. Okay. So I have a small flat, so it's much colder. I have a little flat in Venice, you're very fond of it, or emotionally attached. Can you see the difference there? Now then, let's have one more. I'm testing you now. Is it going to be little or small? Let's see, salad listeners.
Me gusta mi perrito.
I like my little dog. I like my little dog.
Yes, so in this case, obviously, you're attached to it. You just said, I like my little dog. So I don't need to say any more. Okay, say no more. We can say, I like my little dog. Yes, so that's right, little and small. You know, so little is when you have, yes, a relationship or a positive attitude towards an object or the person it describes. Okay? And small is when we're talking about the size of something or someone. Okay? We'll just use small in that case.
Now then, what do you think, salad listeners? the difference between little and small. That's right. So let's just review what we've seen today. We've seen little Joshua got a teddy bear for Christmas. I enjoy a little drink every now and then. You're not so little anymore. A little kitten ran right in front of our car. I have a little something for my nephews. Okay? We also saw with small, I work for a small company. She has a small dog. You're not attached to it or fond of it. I used to live in a small flat. Now, I have a little flat in Venice. Yeah, you like it. And, of course, I like my little dog. That's right. Little and small. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, salad listeners, yes, so here we have our conundrum for today. It was, I dropped blank to see my friend at work. Now what I have was, I dropped in to drop in. I dropped in to see my friend at work. Suppose you could have said, I dropped by to see my friend at work. You could have said, what I had in mind was dropped in. I dropped in to see my friend at work. Okay. If you had dropped by, that's all, that also sounds pretty good, to drop in, to see someone, to pay someone a visit. That's all we have time for. We'll see you next time on The Salad.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91 445 5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level